This is White Reaper, and you're listening to CJLO 1690, Montreal.
Concordia and McGill universities are dropping their lawsuits against the province regarding forced tuition hikes. Both schools had independent lawsuits launched at the same time, back in 2023, but that fight, at least in the legal sense, is coming to an end. In 2023, the province of Quebec began its tuition overhaul, which saw Concordia and McGill be forced to hike tuition for out-of-province students by 33% and set international tuition fees at a minimum of $20,000. The result has been a huge drop in enrollment. A 30% drop in enrollment at Concordia has led to a financial crisis for the university, with a deficit of $84 million projected for this academic year. In May of 2025, Concordia announced a loss in revenue for the first time in its history. Failing to attract the desired number of new students, Concordia has been making cuts, decried by the student union and members of the faculty association as austerity measures. There has been a hiring freeze, a scaling back of the shuttle bus operations, the closing of the Montreal Institute for Genocide and Human Rights Studies, a slashing of funds for the Visual Arts Depository, a buyout of a cured vacation for faculty, a canceling of many sabbaticals, and the recent announcement that no new contracts for limited-term appointed faculty, or LTAs, would be renewed, meaning 63 people will be out of a job by September. Now, also citing a lack of finances, Concordia has dropped their lawsuit against Quebec regarding these tuition hikes. Elena Rozlagova is an associate professor of history at Concordia and a member of CUFA, the faculty association. She sits on their executive as their member at large. She says with the legal fight being dropped, she would personally like to see more solidarity between associations, unions, and students at this time.
There should be a collaboration among unions in Quebec and also at Concordia. There are 12 unions at Concordia who can collaborate on confronting this crisis. And there are more, there's a federation of unions in Quebec that can help as well.
Rozlagova harkened back to the student strikes of 2012, which saw an overturning of tuition hikes from the province at that time after sustained pressure. Here is a local activist, Aaron Lakoff, reminiscing about the student strikes in 2012 and his participation as a student at that time.
So there was nightly demos during the student strike, 8:30 p.m. Place Emily Gamelin. It's like you knew where to be, and it was incredible because we would march for hours, just like totally spontaneous anarchistic snake marches. I think it was definitely the most beautiful thing, or one of the most beautiful things I've ever witnessed and had been a part of.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
CJLO 1690. You're listening to On an Evening. My name is Joe. Got some good music for you tonight. This is Bobby's Cream by Kojak.
Cause you were in for the penny, and I was in for the pound. We split a fifth out of Henny. I'm talking sober shit now. And this isn't confession. Am I acting a child? I'm saying prayers and hanging out. You haven't talked in a while. That's a lie, I've been talking, you just didn't reply. Just not that into it, but that won't satisfy. I've got to pick apart the 50 different ways that you hate me. All cause I got left on the shelf. But me and you were never more than a daydream. Maybe I just hate myself. That, cause all the signs were present and all the looks checked out, and we've been smitten since 7. I had the numbers to dial, even acted the gentleman, kissed goodbye and a smile. Told me that you hadn't been in love in a while. So where did I mess up? Did I come on too strong? Was that an ex too many? Did we make love too long? I read your name too many times throughout these songs. I feel I'm falling, I fought for these failures. I liked it better when we were strangers. You know, to build the grip to bat until I make it to majors. There's no room that you're in. So for now, can we fuck in the manger? So for now, can we fuck in the manger? So for now, let's fuck in the manger. prodigal son. Follow anything that glitters, spend my gold on a gun. Hold up the Grammys for gramophones, so man don't come to see a son on stage. I'm laying waste to the funds that's been invested in me since I smashed the skin of them drums. I beg for NPCs to beat my eardrums, and I'm request those burnt CDs. I cash the skin and blunts. I like late night walks, but used to clear these lungs. Start to work out. If I finally start this essay up to work count, graduate with honors, would you still think I'm a burnout? If I made it on the telly, would we work out? And if I give up the deli, start to work out. If I finally start this essay up to work count, graduate with honors, would you still think I'm a burnout? Who knows? That's how it goes, right? Who knows? That's how it goes, right? Who knows how this shit goes, right? Who knows? That's how it goes, right? Who knows? That's how it goes, right?
Again, that one was Bobby's Cream, yeah. Kojak. It's from quite a few years ago now. I think it was 2018. But nice little bit of lo-fi rap to start us off. Tonight, I've got nothing. I've got a bit of variety of styles, but I've got nothing but Irish and Canadian music for you. Obviously, we've got to get the CanCon in, but I've tried to pick as many Irish artists as I could because it's St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day to all who celebrate. I know it's used as a big piss off a lot of the time, but you know, there's culture there, there's heritage, there's history. Yeah. It's a bit of a mix. It's a little bit all over the place, this playlist, but, you know, we'll take you through. I've got another bit of rap for you next. Again, a little bit older now. These feel like I was listening to these things so much when I was like, I don't know, 15, 16. Would I have been that old? Yeah. 15, 16, this kind of chill rap. And next on up, I've got Reggie Snow, who I got onto through his collaboration with Loyal Kana on this same album, actually. It's one of his earlier albums, Regevich. This one is called Love Lean. Oh, this gets me every time. Hold on. I'm still figuring out the DJ software.
This is the first album where you don't play one note on the bass.
Yeah.
Money, bitches, hoes, greed, pussy, Lord knows. Money, bitches, hoes, greed, pussy, Lord knows. Money, bitches, hoes, greed, pussy, Lord knows.
Snakes up in the grass, fake Gucci on her hip. The product of a warrior, the kids ran riots while the black kid rapped. And the story of a city and the hatred for the piggies fuels fire, and the bones was always prone to see the spliffy. Another young boy in a grave with his picture on my shirt. Rest in peace and may you lay. Lay up in the heaven sipping Henny, smiling at the city and your Sony cries, Daddy. We'll never get to see him be a king, but I promise I'll bless him with the money that I win. He's even got that same fucking smile, laughs when I piss and fucking sing about hell. We once stole a truck and got arrested in the town to the sounds of the pigs.
Get on the ground.
92 got him, so I'm getting him again. Black militant back up on my 92 shit. Pantsack and niggeritis with a 92 bitch. born in 93, 1993, 93, pre-millennium, a little bumblebee, see, me, I mean, I was a warrior on a mission, was running and fucking gunning and shooting my own decisions, black, sell a fucking ounce of crack, mama said to give it back, money of her honeys, but the dream was to fucking rap, walk around the city looking pretty, but we're city rats, the intuition, my tuition was the streets, junkies sucking glass sticks, babies trying to eat, and then Janelle came along and sent a beat. Hip hop fucking history. Sipping Guinness's fire flaming predicaments. Snatching a purse to feed a habit, drugs were prevalent. But the prevalence of heaven just a stain on its relevance. Mama said to get him swap.
Money, bitches, hoes, greed, pussy, Lord knows. Money, bitches, hoes, greed, pussy, Lord knows. Money, bitches, hoes, greed, pussy, Lord knows. Money, bitches, hoes, greed, pussy, Lord knows.
This is Evan from Happy Just to See You, and you're listening to CJLO, Concordia's Underground Radio.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. Thursday, March 19th from 6 to 9 p.m., join us at Atelier 2112 at 2112 at the Tegan for A Way of Willing It, a vernissage night featuring the work of eight artists and curated by Amelia Steudel. And on Saturday, March 21st from 7 to 10 p.m., come to the White Wall Studio for Perverts, a one-night event featuring sculpture, audio, painting, projection, and speculative diagrams curated by Renee Barnes. Find us at 4532 Avenue Laval. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
The policies of the Canadian government.
Protests, politics, local events. CJLO News is on the ground and in the community. On Fridays at 9 a.m., tune in for the News Hour, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. We cover global and national crises brought home here to Montreal, issues in the Concordia community, and hyper-local events in NDG. Start your Fridays at 9 a.m. with the News Hour on CJLO 1690.
Yes, this is CJLO 1690 or CJLO.com, depending on where you're listening. This is On an Evening, and we're just getting started. Before the ad, I played you Loveline by Reggie Snow, and then Golden Molten by Dana Sipos, or Sipos. That's a new one. It came out towards the, beginning of March, or maybe end of February? I'm losing track. Next one up, I'm really excited to play, because this is an unreleased song, first unreleased song of this show. Round of applause. It's a unreleased new song by my friend Anna Rom. She releases under, and this song is called Homebody. Let me get it up here.
Hi. Sit still, I sit for it.
gorgeous. Shout out to Anna. Thank you so much for letting me have that and letting me play it tonight. I saw her tease it on her story the other day. And I was like, I need to have this. I need to play it. She's not actually listening tonight, but shout out Anna. She's in the studio with our band. Big things coming. So keep your eyes peeled. I'm sure there'll be some even more stuff coming soon. But if you like that one, she's releasing it at 2,000 followers on her Instagram. So go follow musica.anna on Instagram if you want that one out. It's incredible. Next up, I keep losing track of my playlist. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place today. We have got another Canadian one. Another Canadian one. We're getting the Canadian section. And then we'll get to the Irish stuff, I promise. This one is My Hope by Ibril. And I'm really loving the warm guitar this week. I'm
when I was born. A man was singing a blues when I was born. Singing the blues, seen both sides. There's nothing to win.
Gone easy where I was. so I can't tell. Now I don't even see them. Now I don't even see. Happy's living in a closed eye.
Virtual DJ.
I like to be.
Why does Virtual DJ keep doing that to me? I need to get off this software. Sorry about that. Played you Blues by River Tiber, and that one just there was Sunny by Fontaines DC, which I think is one of the ones, I mean, this album, A Hero's Death, I think gets overlooked quite a lot in their discography. I absolutely love it. It's got some more emotional cuts on it. Not all of them. A lot of them are still dancey rocky, but I really enjoy that one. Sorry again for the interruption. I'm fuming at this DJ software. It did this to me last week as well, and I don't know, got to figure out a way around it. If it happens again, I apologize. Please bear with. Next up, we've got another Irish icon, just like you said it would be, Sinead O'Connor.
Why? trust was always there. You made it better all the while. We had a promise that we kept, but you were best at running for it, though I knew we never would.
You just heard was Body Break by Katie Kim, which I had to throw in because she's my mom's cousin and I got into her music because of that. I've never met her, anything like that, just a vague family connection. I'm going to keep moving because I'm a little bit shorter on time than I would have liked to be. So next one is Spring by Maria Somerville.
The stars, they shine, the ones you taught me to we'll
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. They're a fresh take on old-school entertainment and your chance to see your very own Broadway diva at a discount rate. The second Big M Show is coming up on March 29th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at mileendimprov.ca.
From Halifax basements to Newfoundland kitchens, Atlantic Canada has always punched above its weight. Tune in every other Sunday at 8, Montreal time, for Eastern Promises, celebrating the exceptional music of the Maritimes and Newfoundland and Labrador. Join me, Donald Roberge, for new discoveries, music news and interviews, and to hear everything from traditional and Acadian sounds to indie, metal, hip-hop, and more. That's Eastern Promises, every other Sunday at 8, on CJLO 1690 AM and at CJLO.com.
This one is Real Life by Cat Duma.
Yeah.
Fest by Dirty Peaches. New discovery as of a couple days ago. This is from like early 2010s. It's really, really, really cool. Sorry, I'm feeling really, really spacey today. I didn't have much to say, but I hope you've enjoyed the music tonight. I actually might have a little bit of time. I thought I was running really, really tight on time, but I think I am going to be all right to chat a bit more. I don't have anything to say. I've got hit by a real, real wave of tiredness just now. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed all the Irish selections. Some of them I've known for a while. A couple of them I just found, like that Kat Juma. Oh no, that was Canadian. I'm lying. Maria Somerville, I did find recently though, actually. I think it's really cool because she's like right on that vein that I was trying to go for when I started this show, with that sort of Mark William Lewis, Great Area, all of that kind of stuff, which I know I swerve off quite a bit. But she's really cool. I didn't know about her. I can't remember where she's based. It's either Galway or Dublin, I think. But hope everyone has had a lovely day. Had a lovely week. It feels like it's that weird section of the year where, I don't know, we're kind of just waiting for spring. I see what everyone means now. When I moved to Montreal, everyone was like, the snow is great at first, and like winter's exciting at first, and then you're done with it after a little bit, and then even after you're done with it, it just keeps going until you're more done with it, and then it keeps going. It's feeling like that a little bit at the minute. You know, it teased us the other day, like last week, with a little bit of sun, and now we're back to minus 10. So I was really thrown on my way here. I was like, I don't know what to wear anymore. I started changing out my wardrobe, and now I got to get the big coats back out. But hopefully spring's coming. I don't know. I feel like a Montreal newbie. Anyway, we're gonna end today on a higher note, on a more fun, dancey note. I also found this one recently, The Merry Wallopers, but I knew about their name beforehand because I know my mum and dad have gone to see them live, and they had a great time. Any kind of traditional Irish music live is a great time. So yeah, thank you for listening this week. This one that we're going to end with is Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice. See you next week. I might try to do a dancier one next week. Some moody dance music, we'll see.
Out of the east, there came a hard man. Oh, ho, ho, all the way for Britain. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. He went into a pub and he came out paralytic. Oh ho ho, VP and cider. Ah, what a hell of a mixture. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. Cause this was gold to the dynasty and pally. Oh, 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 I'm looking for a lumber. Ah, glory, hallelujah. Cod liver oil and the orange juice. There in the dancing, he met Hairy Mary. Oh, 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 the flower of the gorbals. Ah,
that we am stand. Ah, glory, hallelujah. On the royal and the orange juice.
Oh, now Mary, you're one in a million. Oh, ho, ho. And so's your chances.
Ah, glory, hallelujah. On the royal and the orange juice.
I've got a pair of sand shoes. You're a hell of a funny.
Cod liver royal and the orange juice.
For the first time,
glory, hallelujah. God live a royal and the orange juice.
When mother came out, she was going to the clergy. Oh, ho, ho, I buggered off sharpish.